All right, welcome back to the second part of the pilot. I just want to do two episodes just for a pilot. What the fuck, huh? So back with Burbs once again.
Sup?
And this time we're going to be watching Kaiju Big Battle Southern Division Super Size Bonus Mega Main Event Fight. Link in the description. Available on YouTube.
Doesn't it sound like a serious matchup?
5,000 people have watched this, so this is not very fucking watched.
And we, both of us, haven't seen this.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're about to get into. So, as usual, if you want to watch along with us, get yourself to 5 seconds, and then we'll do a countdown, and we'll watch together. So, 3, 2, 1, play. All right, here we go.
Full Impact Pro. We got some guy talking.
I really ODB. Wish I knew what that guy was saying. It's like letter scanner.
I thought it was ODB, mate. I didn't realize it was a dude.
He's like, Leonard Skinner's the best. That's what he said.
He's coming out there. He's like, oh, we about to watch some crazy shit. See that shit in the ring? You, can you see that shit? Yeah, there's some crazy shit over here.
Oh, man. He looked like he was in a wheelchair. And then there looks like a guy who's a...
What the fuck is that?
What? Dude, why do you? Why does that, like half the people in the crowd look fucking disabled too? Oh, look at that cityscape! Look at that shit!
This is like a there's a mini city going on in the ring, made out of like boxes, and it's painted up like they've really gone out.
I mean, it's like the laziest fucking ever, dude. It's bullshit. Like
a couple of crates painted different colors. Super size bonus mega main event fight. It's like a monster truck program, isn't it? With all these big things on the screen. Big, huge, massive, ultra massive.
All right, what are we getting first here? I hope they have nameplates, because otherwise I'm not going to know what the fuck we're dealing with. Holy shit! It was a fifth that minute in, and they were watching a full Impact Pro sign forever. Holy shit!
It's Full Impact Pro, if you didn't know, and then there's the ref.
Holy shit! Oh. What the fuck is this?
Oh look, it's a bird and marshmallow in the back.
Yeah, dude, that lady's like a 2-core. I mean, is it the bitch in the front or?
I think it is. I think it's, it's. See, now this is where we could get away with calling her a bird, and you'd totally understand.
Yeah. See, at first I was thinking that that was the valet, and then the wrestler was the blockhead guy. But it appears that this is the wrestler. The blockhead guy is
part Yeti, part bird.
Is it a chick? It's probably not a chick.
It looks like a fucking Care Bear with that thing on his belly. What the fuck? Her belly, whatever the fuck.
I don't know. It just seemed like a chick. You know?
And it's just like an unimpressed dude with a box on his head. He's like, oh, come on, I didn't even come out here. I was going to go and play Minecraft.
Look at all the guys in the front, dude. Like, I feel like I used to play concerts with those dudes in crust punk bands. They look like every dude who would fucking sweat on me and smell really bad from the front row of a fucking punk show.
She's got the right clothing to soak all that shit up, though. She's got a big fucking hood that she's clearly not wearing.
Yeah.
That she should be using, because that would be just...
Those buildings, man. Come on, that was missing the fucking... That's like as low effort as possible. If you gave me some boxes and some fucking duct tape and said, you know, come back in a fucking 20 minutes with some buildings, I'd do a better job than that. Fuck.
Oh, someone else is coming out. Here we go.
Holy shit. Oh. It's Paco. He's a plantain. it's a Mexican plantain, dude.
He looks like a big pod of peas.
Yeah, at first I thought he was peas.
With a biker mustache. What the fuck? Is he just like a gone off banana?
Yeah, well, like a plantain's like a variety of banana, yeah. Oh. Look at that belt. That is a serious piece of hardware.
That looks awesome. He looks like he won it from a cereal.
Yeah, Blockhead is not impressed by this.
Blockhead.
He's just like, yeah, whatever. Also, we've got...
Notice he's got a bit of a square jaw.
Yeah. So we've is that a tattoo? Is that what
Or maybe that's just the best before date stamp.
Get grade A inspected plantains.
I couldn't see his legs then. He's got camouflage pants on.
Is that the idea? It's like, well, if I wear camouflage pants, they won't see my legs.
They'll think I'm just a floating bean. Hey, that fucking bird, mate, he'll eat them beans. She'll eat them beans. I keep thinking it's a fucking dude. It's not, is it? It's a girl.
I don't know.
That's mad. The Florida Rumble 2016.
Yeah. Oh, there's more. Oh, dude. Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Unicorn party, dude.
I'm glad he didn't wear anything revealing, eh? Oh, fuck.
He jumped into the ring. He looks like he might be able to do something.
He's in a skin-tight, white bodysuit with a fucking unicorn helmet.
Yeah. That's not the only helmet that you can see from here, either. You can just see that man's, that dude's dick right there. Shit. He's got the,
he takes that unicorn horn off. He's still got another one going.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just punched him in the dick. P just punched him in the dick.
Yeah. He's got the super callow glasses over the mask gimmick going on there. If you're familiar with old school fucking Lucha Libre.
Have you noticed them glasses? Yeah, I was going to say they're going into the helmet, yeah. With a ponytail coming out the back.
What? Is this a triple threat? Or are we going to have a fucking four-way? Blackhead's still not impressed.
It could be... I actually really like that, like, Blockhead.
Yeah. Here'd be a time while we're wasting a little bit of time to point out, if you have matches that you want me and a friend to watch, send them over, man. Hit us up on Twitter at SuplexCityLemon. I plan to do this with just a bunch of different people. Have people hang out. We'll just bullshit, watch whatever the fuck comes up.
Failures like this.
Yeah, watch a plantain take on a yeti bird and a fucking... God, that unicorn is fucking disturbing. That's like something out of fucking nightmares, man.
Imagine if New Day went porn. That's this.
One third of them did do go porn.
These buildings are just falling over without anyone touching them. That's so bad.
I just
bad.
Feel like you could do such a better job with those. Spray paint it black. Yeah. What in the fuck is going on? The ref's setting up the... Oh, no. He's setting up the buildings. And there we go.
They got a triple arm lock going on. Because if they're about to sing around a campfire, that ain't happening.
This is going to be awful.
Plus, the bird doesn't even have hands. She's got, like, wings, don't forget.
Do you think her finish is a cross-face chicken wing, or what?
It could be.
More dancing. To clarify, too, this isn't necessarily always going to be comedy wrestling. We're going to, like, watch actual matches, but...
What are you on about comedy? This is serious, man. This is a real pea pod fighting a unicorn and a crow thing.
Who do you got? Plantain or unicorn?
Quit, right, okay. See if no one knows who's going to win, who you're going with early in the match.
I'm going to go with the unicorn.
I'm going to go with the crow bitch.
I'm going to go with the unicorn. He looks like he's in shape. He's, you know, he's got biceps and shit.
I can't believe he left the fucking horn on. You know that's coming off. That's got to come off.
Oh, God. Unless they do like a fucking up the ass fucking gimmick. But this appears to be at some kind of a Comic-Con or something. If you notice, every once in a while... Yeah, see over there, you've got... what did I see?
You know, models and stuff in the back.
A garbage pail kid fucking thing over there, so...
Loads of cardboard cutouts upstairs.
Oh, shit. Cartwheeling plantain.
Pug got kicked in the peas.
Fuck it, that's a hell of a dropkick. You imagine wrestling in that shit, though? Holy fuck.
That crow outfit, man, must be
well hot.
Oh, God,
that was fucking awful, man. Oh, my God.
The crow's got the unicorn horn up her ass. That's got to be sexual harassment. Got to be.
See,
unicorn is athletic as fuck, though.
See, that's what I'm saying. Unicorn looks like he could fucking work, but the person, that fucking bird bitch, is awful.
Yeah. And the P is just, I don't even know.
He's a plantain, man.
Oh, oh yes, sorry. Yeah, you're so hard. That fucked up. Oh, my God. Booted in the face.
Oh, the bird bitch takes it in the face. Well, it's fucking
I love how the unicorn helmet consists of just a hole cut for the mouth and then sunglasses rammed into the side of it.
Paco like, the plantain back in the action.
Oh.
Double whip off the ropes. Oh, the worst clothesline ever.
they look chuffed with each other. The plantain is picking up the crow bitch with like very minimal effort. Crow bitch is just like willingly walking over with him. Hand to the vagina. Pee plant right on the pee power slam right there. And we got an undoubtful unicorn something from the top rope that's probably... What are these buildings? Where was the point in these buildings?
I don't know. That's another thing that is, I figure, will happen on this show eventually. Some episodes probably be hanging out, but man, maybe sometimes we're going to have to call them. You know, we're going to have to do commentary for them.
Yes. How would you commentate for this, though? Like, what the fuck?
You were doing a pretty good job there.
So the unicorn was on the top rope, and then
here,
the
crow
bitch was laying down, and he requested for it to go further.
Yeah, how about right now you start calling the action? Just a little.
Well, I'd love to explain what the fuck just went on there, because I've never seen that before, but at the minute they're doing a Titanic rendition on the top rope, where that plantain's behind unicorn, and crow bitch is getting up behind them, and I can just see a big dick in my face at the minute. Crow bitch is
low
just
blow from the
nutted
crow
the fucking plantain in the pod right there. And now he's crawling along the buildings because I'm meant to believe that these are larger than life peas. Plantains.
The ref, too. Not only do the monsters extra big, the ref is. They should really have a midget ref.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. So plantain is in the corner getting her head kicked in by crow bitch, and she's give up quickly because she's not athletic, or maybe she's had enough of wearing that suit. I'd probably go with the latter. But she's really not good neither.
Snap mare takeover on the fucking plantain.
And a very gruesome kick to the back, yeah.
Oh my god, this is some absurd shit.
Unicorn wants none of this. He's grabbing this bitch. Oh, but she just... she just headbutted his own, and yet he went down. Oh, she's got that, like, Triple H nose. I didn't even see that.
Yes, it's Triple H's mom, I think, actually.
No wonder he never talks about it. And he's going unicorns into the corner. That was a fucking strong throw.
Oh, Mrs. Levesque focusing on the plantain now. Triple H's mom, she showed him a lot. Plantain to the dick.
Plantain to the dick, and she is kicking that plantain a bit more into Unicorn's dick right there. This looks so bad.
A Yeti toucan woman is forcing the mouth of a plantain onto the dick of a unicorn in a wrestling ring.
You see the plantain wiping his mouth then? See that? I swear he was just wiping his mouth.
He did. What the fuck is going on?
She's gonna power bomb this fucking unicorn or pile driving.
Nah, it's gonna be.
Oh no. So shit! Pile driver onto the destroyed, dilapidated building.
A dilapidated building.
Even she looks shocked that she managed to pull that off.
Seriously, wrestling this whole match with like fucking oven mitts on. Those are what those are. Those are like bird looking oven mitts, dude.
Oh, I tell you what, if she puts that cardboard building on his back, this is definitely going to enhance the damage. How are they allowed to do this?
She's burying him alive under the rubble.
Whilst he willingly lies there on all fours. Building fell off. Oh no. She's on the top rope. She's trying to be, but she can't with oven gloves. Oh, she's about. Here we go. Oh, missed her, like, coup de grace, I guess that was supposed to be.
He's got a building. I don't know what the... He's going to hit her with a building.
Can I just point out the strength of him? Just the strength of this pod.
That's a three... It looks like
plantain.
It looks like a four-story building there, so...
they're both able. He couldn't manage it on his own for too long.
Fucking
look
cross.
With a miss. That missed him by about 2 weeks.
He super kicked the building into his face. Unbelievable. Unicorn going for the finish.
Oh, it could be a moonsault. Looks like it's a moonsault. Unisault.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a moonsault there.
Do you reckon he's in the Balor Club thing with that rainbow? Oh, and he missed. He missed the moonsault.
It could be Finn Balor. He just does this for fun on the weekends.
He's got them rainbow,
ooh,
like,
near
boots
fall.
Ah, Plantain nearly had that then. Took advantage of that missed moonsault, but he's taken out on the ref. Plantain is now plowing into the ref.
Oh,
ref's not having none of that.
Stunner from the ref! Stunner from the ref!
To the Plantain, eat that! Oh, Plantain is down and out. Crowbitch has got up.
Oh, Mrs. Levesque giving the ref a pun. Oh,
and the
God.
Ref does something with his... Oh, there he is. There he's out.
The ref
I will
down.
Say, I will say that's probably the best selling I've seen in the whole match.
Yeah, perfect time to go for a pin. Oh, no. Pin, but no ref. Blockhead's in. Blockhead's counting it.
He's now an official ref.
Did Blockhead double cross the bird bitch?
I guess so. He's come in. His counting has counted.
Oh,
apparently.
Oh,
the
dick.
The lamest punch to the dick ever.
Why though?
He just helped him win. He just turned on his friend to help this unicorn guy win, and then he just paid him back by punching him in his cubes. What the fuck?
His cubes? Do you think that guy, he does, I feel like he's got like two little squares with like a rectangle dick, you know?
I don't know. All I can tell, mate, is by the look of his face, he's not happy by it. He wasn't happy.
His dick looks like Tetris pieces.
He's got that L-shaped dick.
I was thinking that like that T-shaped one, you know? Three on the bottom, one in the middle.
Yeah.
Paco the Plantain presenting the unicorn with the belt. Oh, he doesn't want it. What?
He won the match, but he doesn't want the belt. And then the Plantain has just run off with the belt. Right, okay. I'm really lost here. I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
I don't know, man.
Unicorn's out the ring. Dancing.
Yeah, man.
And refuses to take the title that he just won. So, do you see that girl? She had a mini cube head toy thing.
I did see that.
I want one. I want one bad. That's cool. Look
that guy in the Fight Owens Fight shirt there. He's like, oh, I like pro wrestling. Let's go check this out. And he's like, what the fuck? And he's right on the hard cam too.
Yeah, but you know he's there and he's going, well, it still makes more sense than Arthur Rowe's storyline.
This shit actually is kind of a disgrace to pro wrestling. You know, people talk about like comedy, like, you know, shit being like, oh, that's a disgrace. This really is a disgrace to pro wrestling.
Like, that guy didn't even try to put clothes on. I'm sure that's the janitor. Like, I'm sure the normal cube head didn't show up today, and they said, fuck you, you be him, you be him.
Look, maybe he look, always wears that turquoise dress shirt, dude.
that Fight Owens Fight shirt guy, he is not happy.
Triple H's
and
mom.
And why are they clapping? They're clapping the girl because it's a fucking girl. Yeah. Don't! It was shocking.
I don't know if that's a girl, man.
Either that or it's Pete Dunne. I don't think that would be Pete Dunne, though. That was terrible. And who just got carted off?
There you go. There you have it. Kaiju Big Metal, Southern Division Supersize Bonus Mega Main Event Fight. That was good shit, dude.
That was very, very interesting. Holy shit.
It's going to do it for this episode. We'll be back with different people watching different shit, so... Follow me on Twitter at SuplexCityLimit. Follow your boy Burbs. Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Got anything else before we go?
No, that's it, man. I enjoyed it yet again. Thank you for listening. Yeah. And make sure you check these videos because they are ultra funny.
It is. See you next time.
Peace.